This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that aims to let DACA recipients work in law enforcement is advancing in the state legislature. It would ask the federal government for a waiver to let them carry guns as part of their jobs. Lone Tree Community Officer Jesus Olivas testified for the bill. He wants to be a police officer.
The DACA recipients are a well-known group of immigrants here in the United States that both Democratic and Republicans can work with, and I'm glad that this type of a bill is able to help people like me become police officers.
The bill needs a vote in a state House committee before moving to the full House. After some confusion over whether Coloradans would have to pay a federal tax on their Tabor refunds, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett wants to avoid a repeat of that situation. Bennett questioned IRS Commissioner nominee Danny Werfel about it this week.
Will you commit to working with my office and the state of Colorado ahead of the next filing season so we aren't inflicting needless chaos and confusion on my state?
Yes, I will, Senator. Absolutely.
The IRS announced it will not tax last year's checks. The company that owns the Icon Pass will pay $17.5 million to pass holders whose ski season was cut short by the pandemic in 2020. CPR's Dina Sieg reports the money is the result of a class action lawsuit.
A U.S. district court approved the settlement between plaintiffs and Alterra Mountain Company. A lawyer for the plaintiffs says Alterra refused to give refunds for the partial ski season, unlike its main competitor, Vail Resorts, according to Business Den. The lawyer says 2019-2020 pass holders will receive between $10 and $150 in pass credits, depending on how much they skied that winter. Alterra previously tried to get the lawsuit thrown out, insisting that pass holders are not guaranteed a certain number of months to ski. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's high country has a sunny day and highs in the 30s along the Front Range and around Denver. It's in the 50s this afternoon and again tomorrow. This is CPR News.